Glenn Blake, the most interesting skier in the world. Well, if you didn't know it, you heard it here first. Glenn Blake is the most interesting skier in the world, and we're going to take you through a bunch of Glenn Blake stories. And this week, we'll talk about when Glenn thinks ski season should really start. I'm your host, Mike Powell, and I am going to talk to Glenn Blake, and we are going to discuss Blakeisms, Elan skis. We'll talk about when the ski season really should start, according to Glenn. And of course, we're going to go through a lot of Glenn's unique and interesting stories. So sit back and get ready for some more Glenn Blake. So I am here with Glenn Blake, the most interesting skier in the world. And Glenn has a worldly vision on when ski season should start, opposed to when it really does start. And Glenn, can you elaborate on your thoughts on the start of ski season? And we can talk about the magazines, the movies, and the mountains themselves.
Well, gosh. It's funny you're saying this because I'm sitting in the driest part of the world right now, I think. It's supposed to be ski season, and it is, in fact, ski season. We are out skiing around, but it's not snow season right now. I think snow season and ski season are not necessarily one and the same, or in what people think. It's funny you say magazines, because isn't that funny how, like, you start getting magazines in August?
Yep.
The first magazine shows up like in August and it's 98 degrees. You're probably sitting out in the boat or fishing or rock climbing or something. Yeah. And you come home and there's a ski magazine. And apparently that's supposed to make us like get all stoked. But it's kind of like, what? I collected them a couple of years ago because I was just like, okay, I'm going to collect them all. And then I'm not going to read a magazine until I ski for the first time of the year. I'll ski, you know, as early as I can, of course. But anyways, I had 11 ski magazines sitting on the coffee table before I skied one day.
And you probably were only going to get about 10 more magazines for the rest of the season.
I probably only got like, yeah, 3 or 4 more, even though it was ski season. We quit printing those. It's January. And that was it. January, it's like the spring edition, and it was like January 15th or something.
Right, yeah.
It's like, what?
I got my photos of the year in December.
Photos of the year. So anyways, I guess that's what starts ski season, is those magazines showing up and all that. But I think on a serious note, I don't think skiing is a winter sport. I think skiing is a snow sport, and snow doesn't necessarily mean winter. We have wonderful, wonderful times of skiing in the spring, and predominantly that's when the snow actually does come. There's more snow in the spring than the winter. We laugh about the Christmas question, and here I am right now about ready to experience the bad part of the Christmas question, but have you ever gotten ski equipment, especially skis, for Christmas when you were a kid or something, or did you ever give a kid a pair of skis for Christmas? And the answer is yes, of course. You know, we've received, I hope you've received a pair of skis or given a pair of skis or something, but most often you're not allowed to ski on them the next day. It's like, yeah, here's your new skis, but you're not allowed to use them until the snow's good, because your parents didn't want you ruining your brand new skis for the sake of skiing on them on Christmas Day, because Christmas Day rarely had snow.
Yep.
I think we all experienced that from one time or another. At the same time, later on in February, March, April, May, when we really, I just crack up at people screaming, yelling, and we're the first ski area to open. We're the first one. You're like, okay, that's great. And it's, you know, Ribbon of Death that we all probably go up and play on. And, you know, okay, that's great. But then there's all these people and all the press and everybody's there and the ski sales are going on and everything's happening. And yet in April or in May, when there's actually like several feet of snow at the base, or maybe even several meters of snow at the base, every run's open. Everything's ready to go. It's nothing but wall-to-wall white, and ski area's closing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to go skiing. We're closing. There's nobody here to enjoy the snow. You're like, whoa, wait a second. So anyways, I just kind of always encourage people to recognize when ski season is. If you look at old photos, if we were in Stelvio, Italy a couple years back, and we were laughing because, okay, Stelvio's a summer skiing resort, but we were just looking at all sorts of funny pictures, or you go back to the old black and white photos that are hanging in your ski area's lodge and try to pick or try to decide when that picture was taken. You know, those quintessential sun deck pictures of the lady with her big glasses and the guy there. And I mean, come on, the iconic pictures of skiing were not taken in winter. They're spring. It's snow season, not winter season. It's cold, man. What time is it? It's 5 o'clock. It's already pitch black. It's cold. The days are short. I mean, there's all sorts of reasons to not necessarily ski in the winter season. We've all had goggle eyes, and it's just funny. All the images of skiing. Okay, granted, here's your powder day, and here's that. But even that, most of the old pictures and stuff, you look at the shadows. There's big, long, you know, the shadows are right there because it's not winter. You know, it's easy. You look at the picture and go, that's a spring day. That's probably a spring snowstorm, which brings up another thing. I've had some amazing skiing in April, you know, where it really just snows and snows and snows. I know we used to make an annual trip out to Utah because we knew you'd get a, you know, that April 1st snowstorm. Remember, went to a couple of years in a row. We went down to New Mexico knowing that that April storm was going to come. May is usually the snowiest month at Mammoth. So anyways, I'm just not convinced that December, and granted, we've had some wonderful winter skiing experiences. Of course, that's great. But on a whole, I think it's more reliable to think ski season is later.
In the landscape of how skiing is right now, It's a big cycle that we've talked about with the resorts, and it's a vacation business as well.
And here we are. We really are a parasite of that hotel industry, of that vacation industry. And unfortunately, yes, it goes hand in hand in that. And that's why I say we should probably try to shift people's, you know, we never will. I'm probably barking up a lone tree. But if we base as an industry, if we base everything on, you know, those 2 or 3 weeks in Christmas holidays or sales, then we're always going to have a tough time. If we can shift the calendar, whatever, I think a lot of it has to do with, like you say, the misinterpretation that we're all supposed to go skiing on Christmas Day. And it's not always the case.
No, but most families have that week for vacation, and that's where they're planning their big ski trip.
Yeah.
And whether it snows or not, they're going to get out there. And a lot of times they're going to take those new skis out there. They get core shots. In a perfect world, how would you change it?
There again, we're talking about the difference between the resort industry and then, let's say, your local ski hill. Because your local ski hill is somewhere you're going to go on a daily basis or semi-daily basis. The ski resort is where you're going to go twice a year, maybe, if you're very, very lucky.
Yep.
Is this really what the ski industry is? Or is the ski industry actually like our local ski hills? I was on my way to one of the resorts in the East Coast. There again, it was April. I was on my way up there for a mogul contest. Snowed about 2 feet of snow. It was a Friday. I was driving up. I pulled into some gas station to buy some maple syrup. And I asked the guy, I saw this loader sitting in front of his gas station. I go, all right, man, you're going to make some money this weekend, huh? Because obviously he was a snow removal guy. He goes, no, what are you talking about? And I go, well, you got the loader out front. I mean, I push snow. I got a bunch of friends that push snow. And, you know, snow, there's snow on the ground. You're going to make some money this weekend. He goes, oh, no, we haven't made money in weeks, a couple of months, actually. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, well, ever since that SOB across the street put the end of the ski season sale up, and he pointed at the ski shop. He goes, ever since that guy put up the end of the ski season sale blowout signs, nobody comes up here. That's the end of the winter. And I was just laughing. I was like, wow, man, you want to open up a shop? I know a couple of companies who'd probably appreciate your attitude. But it was just funny, you know, here's a guy at the gas station pointing at the ski shop going, that's the guy that ruins winter over there, because he called it a winter already, because I know exactly what happened. President's Day weekend came by. Whoop. All right, cool. Let's get the bikes out and get rid of these stupid skis.
The one thing with skiing,
get the golf clubs out.
It's a seasonal business. So a lot of brands, shops, they have to either figure out how to be as successful as possible in their 4 month window or however long the selling season is for skis, or they have to diversify and go into business like golf and patio furniture. And we've seen a lot of ski shops do that.
Yeah.
But that's a function of what's happened in the ski
world. Oh, no doubt about it. But I think if everybody just started thinking less about the calendar and more about when there's snow on the ground and call ski season then.
On paper, it makes complete sense. Hey,
I love it too. You know, like old Dave McCoy used to say, everybody wants to ski when there's no snow on the ground and fish when the water's too high. And what he's saying is, yeah, everybody wants to fish way too early because there's too much snow on the hill. And and everybody wants to ski when you should be fishing because the water's low and fishing's great. I don't know.
And if you were given the strings and you were the puppet master and you could change the way that the industry did business, how would Glenn Plake change?
I think I'd go back to those iconic images of skiing, you know, party on the patio, you know, après-ski. What après-ski are you going to do in December? It's dark. It's cold. You know, you know, all the stuff that I think people want to do while they're skiing is actually more fair weather related. Certainly, you know, everybody wants to go ski powder, and we can get powder skiing in the springtime. Yeah, maybe change people's perspective of what the skiing experience is, I guess. Probably never will, but I keep saying it. But if we look at those old images of what we think skiing is for instance, you know, I travel the whole world. You know, I'm a California born and raised skier. You know, and the first question is, wait a minute, you grew up in California, so where did you learn how to ski? Well, and then you got to tell everybody about the Sierras and give them a small geography lesson. But then at the same time, they go, oh, that's interesting. When's the best time to ski there? And then I tell everybody, well, probably April. And they go, what? And you go, no, seriously, like April would be the coolest time to go ski there. Like for sure, March, April, May. What? No, it's California. You need to go there during the winter. Yeah, that's when you're going to get the most snow. If you want to take a ski vacation, and here we are, we're talking to the families that want to go take ski vacations or people that want to go in March and April, and you might be very, very surprised that there's this activity called skiing going on. It might actually be cheaper. It might be a greater experience because anybody that's skiing in March and April is skiing because they want to be skiing, not because the Joneses are there and they feel they got to keep up with them.
Yeah, that's totally true.
Your experience, in fact, might be nicer too. The people down the road, people stand down in the hallway might actually even be happy and pleasant and not all pissed off because it's really crowded over Christmas.
I lived at a resort for a couple of years, and I did find that a lot of people coming in town for Christmas, if a big storm ever did come in, that was almost at times a deterrent from them going onto the hill, which was you know, great for the locals, but it was an interesting take on the ski experience.
It kind of ruins their vacation. They're trying to get all fun in the sun. They want to see that picture, not howling, windy, blowing, worst environment in the world, you know, for vacation with your family and kids.
Yeah, totally.
You know, going back to the old days, I mean, you're skiing with a sweater or a nice light jacket on and not be fully engulfed in foul weather gear.
Yep.
I think most people would choose that over that. I mean, okay, yeah, the East loves their sideways freezing rainstorms, and I don't blame them. I've been in a couple of them myself. But in general, I think we're all a little happier to maybe have a light jacket on and say that was a nice day on the hill. At the same time, what can the ski shops do to maybe broaden the perspective of people's ski season or snow ski season? We just realized that skiing is not a winter sport, that skiing is a snow sport. If we all adapted that mentality or that philosophy, we might then make the changes that would in fact have an effect on it, on what we call the ski season.
And when you were growing up, what were the winters like for you? I mean, were they more robust? Did you find the winters to be a little stronger earlier in the year when you were growing up?
Don't recall any worse or better. No. I mean, yeah, there's pictures of us diving off the roof of the house. But at the same time, I can clearly remember riding 3 or 4 chairlifts to get up so we could go train on one run because it was before snowmaking, you know? Now you got snowmaking so they can make snow anytime they want.
Yep.
Which is funny because they used to say, if you don't have snowmaking, you will not survive. And now you got these mountains that they can be in full operation, skiing's amazing, snow is amazing, but well, we don't have any snow in the city, so nobody's coming up here. Well, now wait a minute. You said that snowmaking is going to save the day. We got snowmaking now, and now you're making up this other thing, you know. So
they need to shoot the snow cannons over the city to get people seeing the snow and head out to the mountains.
Snowmaking in the city to prove that it can be done. That happened a couple years ago here in Europe. Skiing was amazing. And Mammoth was perfect. Everything was open. Most amazing skiing ever, considering there was no snow at all. But the word on the street was, oh, no. Since there's no snow, there's no snow. You're like, no, there's a lot of snow. Italy was famous for that a couple of years ago. They had just the whole Dolomiti was up and skiing and it was great, but no snow in the city, so it was a terrible winter. Now, wait a minute. Isn't that better? They can drive up. There's no snow. There's no travel problems. Everything's great. I don't know. It's funny. It's a funny activity, really.
Yeah, it's the marketing of cold. I mean, I think of it in October when it gets cold out and I step outside and I feel it. I know that people are going to start to think about skiing, even though skiing might be a couple months off, and great skiing, as you say, might be more than a couple months off. Once it gets cold in that first part of the year, people forget about summer and they're starting to think about getting on the hill.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. But anyways.
And I would think once it gets cold, wherever you are, you're thinking about skiing the second you have to put on a long sleeve shirt just because that's your life.
Yeah, there's plenty of this year. It happened here in Europe, certainly in Chamonix. You know, it snowed in November, and all the old timers went, well, if it snows in November, your skis are sitting in the closet in December and January. Or excuse me, it actually says your skis are in the closet in January. So, who knows, right?
I think it's an interesting take on what the ski season should be from the eyes of Glenn Plake.
When there's snow on the ground, it's ski season.
There we go. I think that's the takeaway is if it's snowing and there's snow on the ground, it is ski season.
Don't look at the calendar. That doesn't necessarily have anything to do with ski season.
So there we go. No calendar. Don't look at it.
Including May when things start getting warm. I mean, yeah, we get our nice little warm blast and that's fun. But then all of a sudden, you know, here comes rainy May or snowy May. And then it just starts dumping. I mean, last year it rained and snowed, I think, 26 days in May.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like in the Northwest, the second they close the mountain, we get a couple dumps, and we're lucky to have some resorts here that open up for the weekends and get us back out there.
We did that three years ago at Mammoth. They closed a very, very early closing, obviously, because we had the drought going on. And then they got us, I'd have to go actually look at the date, but I want to say it was like May 25th. They got 2 or 3 feet of snow. And even though they'd been closed for several weeks, the ski area opened back up again because they had to. They're a ski area. It snowed 3 feet. We're open for business, period. Doesn't have anything to do with holiday season or vacation season. It snowed. We're open for business. And we all need to have that attitude.
All right. There you go. You heard it there from Glenn Plake. When it snows, you're open for business. It's all about skiing. When there's snow on the ground, it's a snow sport. So that's the thoughts on when ski season should start by Glenn Plake. All right, so Glenn Plake is the most interesting skier in the world.